Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Obergefell opinion, gender, and Charlie Kirk. We're going to be talking about these three and how they're connected on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, if you watch the memorial service for Charlie Kirk, it was just, I think, one of the most moving things I've ever watched. You had a revival happening. You had our members of the government up there sharing the gospel, and there was a call for people to receive Christ. It was exactly what Charlie would have wanted. But you see that people are hungry for the gospel. They see that they recognize their need for him. And it's just, it's a sad moment also in our country for these people that feel like they can just eliminate someone who they don't agree with their opinion.
Well, Erica Kirk, I think, really stole the show, if you will, in that sense, in a way that set the tone.
Yes.
Where she shocked a lot of people, in a good way, I think, where she said that she forgives this young man, and because that's what Christ would do and that's what Charlie would want.
And you know, that was Christ that was working through her. In our human flesh, it would be hard to do that.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. That can only come through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think that as a result of her statement, one of the things became very clear to people that were watching, and I've seen responses from people who are Muslim, people who are atheists, people who are not Christians, that if that's Christianity, they want more of that, and they are pursuing that.
And that's how we should be every day.
Yeah, but who weren't attending church or were going in a different direction. I think their lives have changed. I think what you see here is, and we started off with Obergefell, gender, and Charlie Kirk. Well, what do those have in context with each other? Obergefell is the 2015 Supreme Court opinion, and it didn't just spark the issue of so-called same-sex marriage. As a policy matter, it says that gender doesn't matter. It says as a policy matter that in a gender-based relationship, such as marriage as the union of a man and a woman, an objective gender-based relationship. That's not based upon religion. It's not based upon politics, geography, time, or place. That's been true from the beginning of history.
From creation, yeah.
From creation, that there's a male and female, and marriage is the union of a male and a female.
And God created us, male and female, to come together to glorify him.
And to have a unitive, a procreative, and a spiritual component, those three different unique things of marriage. And so consequently, when five lawyers, that's the Chief Justice John Roberts' derogatory statement for those five lawyers, they imposed their own will, not a legal judgment, it has nothing to do with the Constitution. They said that they are going to rewrite the definition of marriage and say that it really doesn't matter your gender. Marriage is not limited anymore to, in their view, a man and a woman. Two people of the same sex can get married. Well, when you say that gender doesn't matter anymore in a gender-based relationship, then what you have said is that gender is irrelevant. You have attempted to abolish gender. That's exactly what happens in this LGBTQ agenda, where you say that gender is just a product of your mind. It is fluid, and it has no objective biological foundation, such as XX, XY chromosomes. It can change from time to time. It can be both. It can be neither. It can be a whole combination of whatever you want, and you can go by over 100 different pronouns. What that is an outright rebellion against God, who created us in his image, male and female, and created marriage between a man and a woman. And so when you say that you can change your gender, that you can create yourself in your own image because God made a mistake, then what you are doing is rebellion against God who created you. That is a very spiritual issue. And so behind a Burgerfell that says gender doesn't matter in a gender-based relationship, therefore same-sex marriage is just fine, you have the LGBTQ agenda that says gender is irrelevant, it's all a product of your mind, and it's just a gender identity. There's nothing fixed in reality. What that is it is an outright rebellion against God. And consequently, when you create yourself in your own image and you then become angry that you were, quote, born in the wrong body and you want to recreate yourself to fix whatever it is that's going on in your mind, now what you have is self-anger, but you also have anger directed at those that do not agree with you. And if you do not go along with this fictitious notion of reality, if you continue to insist that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, that there are only two genders, male and female, then those that are trapped in that lifestyle then vent their anger towards those like Charlie Kirk. And that's what happened in Charlie Kirk's case. The reason why he was taken out is because he was speaking on these issues. The shooter himself and the shooter's so-called partner are trapped in this horrible chain of this LGBTQ agenda. Charlie's not the first target of this LGBTQ agenda. He's just the most visible. We look at, for example, the person who was the attempted assassin of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice, the person who tried to assassinate him. He now has filed in open court records that he wants to identify as a female. So he also is trans. The person who killed the innocent children at the Catholic school, trans. You can go on and on for the last several years. These people who are wrapped up in this horrible lifestyle that's destructive to them turn around to destroy others as well.
You know, this is so, it's so sad on one hand because these people are swimming in this pool of delusion and, you know, believing that you can wake up and change yourself when all you have to do is sit and look at the facts. These are your parts. When you wake up, no matter what you put on or take off, you're still going to have the same parts. You're still going to have the same DNA. You can't change that. So to work yourself up and to think that you can is really tragic.
It's tragic. And so on the one hand, have compassion and love for these individuals that are in that lifestyle.
They need Jesus.
Because that's what they need is Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what Erica Kirk was really sharing her heart about.
Mm-hmm.
She's sharing the heart that is set free by Jesus Christ.
And we know so many people that were trapped in this lifestyle that have met Jesus and now are free.
So nobody is beyond God's redemption. You know, don't write off anybody. If it's your children, your grandchildren, your friends, don't write off anybody and say, oh, they're gone. There's no hope for them. No, there's always hope. And there's always Jesus Christ pursuing them. He has the 99, but guess what he does? He goes out and he searches for the one lost sheep.
Right.
And he searches and searches and searches until he can find that one lost sheep. And when he finds that one lost sheep, he puts the lost sheep on his shoulder, carries him back to the 99, and all rejoice over that one sheep who now is found. So, you know, on the one hand, as a church, as believers, these are not the enemies. We're working in the context of a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
The manifestation of that spiritual warfare may be a person like Tyler Robinson, the assassin who took out Charlie Kirk's life. It may be the person who was attempting to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh, or the person who killed the individual students in the Catholic school. That's the physical manifestation of this satanic, dark, spiritual warfare that we are battling.
And but our role is to give them truth. Matt.
Our role is to give them truth,
not to pass laws that enable their delusion.
Absolutely. On the one hand, we speak and hand out, and we are love to them through Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. through the forgiveness and power of Jesus Christ. On the other hand, we speak truth, and truth does not affirm a lie. Truth does not lie. And truth does not say, yeah, you can be whatever you want to. No, you can't. You are what God created you to be, and God created you to be very special and very specific, and he has a plan for you.
But the opposite of love is apathy. So if you truly want to show God's love to these people, you speak the truth in love.
But, you know, this particular issue, it's becoming the tip of the iceberg, if you will, the tip of the spear. We have so many cases where the LGBTQ issue and religious freedom intersects with each other. We have people that are fired from their jobs, fired from their school teaching, people that are targeted. We've had death threats. We've had death threats for years over this particular issue just for speaking truth in love. Charlie had death threats. Just so happens that this Tyler Robinson was successful in carrying out the ultimate assassination. So we want to encourage you, not get discouraged. This is a time to be bold, to speak the truth. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.